For the report from the nominating committee, I give to you the chair of the nominating committee, David Steyer.
Good morning. Now, I want people to, this is not the election, okay? This is the report of the nominating committee. I just want to make it clear. The nominating committee met last night, and after due deliberation and much, much discussion, we have come up with our recommendation. The nominating committee places a nomination for the office of president, Carl Jacobson. The nominating committee places for the office of first vice president, Mindy Jacobson. The nominating committee places a nomination for the office of second vice president, Mike Robinson. Yay. The nominating committee places the name for the office of secretary, Julie Phillipson. Yay. The nominating committee has decided that the treasury should remain in the hands of Raymond Wayne. Mr. President, that is the report of the nominating committee. I want to thank the committee for taking the time to do that. This is extremely important, and I want to thank the members of the committee, and I want to thank you. Thank you very much.
For purposes of conducting the election, for president, I give to you our national representative, Parnell Diggs.
For the office of president, the nominating committee has placed into nomination the name of Carl Jacobson. Are there other nominations from the floor? Are there other nominations from the floor? Are there other nominations from the floor? It's been moved and seconded that nomination cease and that Carl Jacobson be re-elected by acclamation. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Carl's re-elected.
Thank you, brother.
This is the time when I'm supposed to say a lot of things, and I don't ever have words at this time. Only because it's difficult to say thank you. Thank you is about all, with everything that thank you means, I say thank you again. This is a lot of fun, this job. It's a lot of joy. It's one heck of a responsibility. I'm standing on the shoulders of generations of blind people that came before me. Yesterday, when I asked Laura to do the invocation, I said I was proud to stand on her shoulders. I am continually proud to stand on Laura's shoulders and all those who came before me. We got here because of the previous generations, and I'm only hoping that we can pass on to the next generation what our forebears gave us. Thank you once again for entrusting the office to me. The nominating committee has placed into nomination the name of Mindy Jacobson for first vice president. Are there other nominations from the floor? Are there other nominations from the floor? Are there other nominations from the floor? I have a motion that Mindy be nomination cease and that Mindy be elected by acclamation. A second? I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Mindy, you are reelected.
Thank you so much, friends. It is such a great honor to be filling this position. I love this organization. I think that what we do is so unique, not only in the blind community, but friends, what we're doing is unique in the world at large. I think that we have so much to teach, and I see my job all the time as teaching. I also see it as reaching out, and I see it as building a whole new wave of understanding, a whole new way of looking at the blind, and that's why we always say that it is respectable to be blind. So My dream is to see what most people, I think, in this organization want to see, is a new day of acceptance in this country. And it is my great privilege and honor to have you behind me and working with me, not behind me really, but at my side to help us all to fulfill that dream. Thank you so much for your vote. And I will do everything I can to keep working toward that dream and to make my door and my phone always open to everybody. Thanks so much.
Thank you. The nominating committee has placed into nomination the name of Mike Robinson for the office of second vice president. Are there any other nominations from the floor? Are there other nominations from the floor? Are there other nominations from the floor? Traditional motion has been made. Traditional motion has been seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Michael, you've been reelected by acclamation. Have a mic, Mike.
Okay, thank you. You guys haven't heard much from me this weekend, and you're about to find out why. I thank you very much for your confidence. We're doing our best, and I think with everybody's help, you know, no organization is anything without strong membership, and we're blessed to have such strong and faithful members to support us as officers of the affiliate. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. The nominating committee has placed into nomination the name of Julie Phillipson as secretary. Are there other nominations from the floor? Other nominations from the floor? Other nominations from the floor? David? David, Laura, you just yelled second. hold on, David. Hold on, David. Laura's seeking the floor. She beat you, David. All right. The gentlewoman from Niagara Falls beat the gentleman from Long Island in the motion this time. Nominations have been moved. Julie be elected by acclamation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Jay, Julie, you are reelected.
I'm just going to say a simple thank you.
In the interest of time. Finally, the nominating committee has placed in nomination the name of Ray Wayne for the office of treasurer. Are there other nominations from the floor? Are there other nominations from the floor? Before I ask for the third time, I'm going to duck to see who gets to be first, Laura or David. Are there other nominations from the floor? Yeah. Laura and David together, I will take that as a motion in a second. Right? I'm assuming that's what I was hearing. All in favor? Opposed? Ray, they did it to you again.
I think... can everybody hear me? It were rained out. You just stole my closing thunder. Actually, just reminded me of my closing remark. Thank you all, but it's secondary. I hope the president will tell us about the apparently massive press coverage that we got because of the governor's appearance at our convention yesterday. How many people here for the first time? How many people, is this your first state convention? How many people are here at a state convention for the first time? Imagine you come to an organization and you hear a live presentation by the governor. Wow. But we owe that to Carl's leadership and his persistence, and to the leadership and persistence of the other officers. And It's just a thrill to be a part of this organization. It's just meaningful. As I'm in the more I'm in this organization, the more I appreciate on a gut level how meaningful and how important it is. And finally, we and the state agency don't always agree. That's usually the case in this field and lots of other fields. But I do want to echo the last thing that Brian Daniels said when he left the podium yesterday, and that was, "Go Yankees!" Thank you.
Like we said, we don't always agree with the state agency. Does everyone out there agree with the last comment of our agency director? I was just testing that, Ray. Right? Exactly. I will paraphrase some comment by Ray. What is the difference between a Yankee Stadium hot dog and a Shea Stadium hot dog? I know they're named something different now. You can't eat a hot dog at Shea Stadium in October. Or at Springfield.
Door prize.
All right.
Just
one thing. I'm going to give this to the door prize people in 1 second. I want to give this door prize people in 1 second. Mike's comments and Mindy's comments just reminded me of one thing as they accepted their reelection. We five have been elected and charged by you and given the charge to lead this organization for another 2 years. And all of us appreciate that. We've all said that, and we all mean that from the bottom of our hearts. But we are not the National Federation of the Blind. You are the National Federation of the Blind. Without you, we are the president, vice presidents, secretaries, treasurers of nothing. There are only five of us doing this. We can't do this without you. And for the success that we have had in this last year, for the successes that we've had for the past 53 years, and for the successes that we will have in the coming years, on behalf of the other four of my colleagues, I thank you.